I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It is time to dig into this week's new music. And guess what, Fernando? Katy Perry has got some big news.
Yes, she does. And we're going to check out the new track from her. And we'll hear from Katy about other big things being delivered this summer.
Ooh. I see what you did there. We are also going to break down Megan Thee Stallion's label drama. And we've got interviews with Bad Bunny, Janae Aiko, and Mandy Moore.
Plus, we're going to hear new music from Demi Lovato, NCT 127, Loud, Jadakiss, Bozzy, and Haim.
And the freaking Dixie Chicks are back. By the way, no big deal, but kind of a big deal.
Yes, all of that and more coming your way right now on this lovely New Music Friday. Ooh. As we break down the biggest new releases out there, I'm Fernando Ventura.
And I'm Chelsea Briggs. Welcome to Billboard's first stream live.
No, I've never won why, but I'm standing here tonight, 'cause I really want to say I do.
All right, let's not bury the lead, Fernando. We mustn't do that. Katy Perry literally rocked our worlds this week with new release announcements, and the biggest has actually nothing to do with music. So
No. We
do have a new song and music video called Never Worn White. Mm. It dropped at midnight on Thursday, and at the end, this gives me goosebumps. She is showing off her baby bump. Girlfriend is preggers. So adorable.
Lucky her, and she's pregnant with Orlando Bloom's baby.
Well, here she is expanding on that huge news on Instagram Live after the video debut.
I'm excited to release a lot this summer and to share it all with you. There's going to be a lot more releasing than music.
Yep, that is a scream. More like a screech of excitement. I'm like covering my ears a little bit because it's a little intense, but I mean, I feel for her. This is her first kid. She's ready to do it. She's excited. So, like I said, I'm pumped for her. So we're also ready for her new album, which is set to come out this summer as well. It's the follow-up to Witness, which arrived in 2017. Fernando, you touched on this a little earlier, but yes, Katy is engaged to the very handsome actor Orlando Bloom, and she gave us a hint about being ready to shift into family mode back in December in a chat with my good friend Billboard's Tetris Kelly.
For 10 years previous to this, I was touring, putting out records, touring, and, you know, just basically on the grind for 10 years in the spotlight. And 10 years before that, before the spotlight
still
hit.
Working.
Yes. So for me, at 35, I'm trying to kind of create a little bit more balance of realness and normalcy, getting up and taking my future stepson to school at 7:30. You have to learn the art of saying no sometimes in order to do that, but it really becomes the most valuable part of life.
That is Ignorantes from Bad Bunny and Sesh. You like that, huh?
I'm so impressed by the way you roll your R's. I'm not good at it. That's all I got.
Which means we're getting right into Bad Bunny, Chelsea, who dropped his sophomore studio album last Saturday. Now, that was one day after our most recent episode of First Stream Live, so
sure
we're
going
to get into that right now. The set is called YHLQMDLG. Chelsea, tell everybody, what does that mean?
How about we have the man himself tell us what that means, because he told Billboard's Neha Joy.
Yo hago lo que me da la gana.
I know, I cannot repeat that back, so that's why I had you say it for me, so that I didn't have
to. That means I do whatever I want.
Okay.
That's right. Bad Bunny does whatever he wants, and that has always worked for him.
Sure
He's a 14-time finalist for the 2020 Billboard Latin Music Awards, which take place in April, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So his big year is just getting started. Let's listen to another cut from the album right now. Here's a team up with Daddy Yankee called La Santa. Let's hear some more now from the man himself. Here's Bad Bunny telling Billboard about the new album and how it differs from his debut.
So this album is, I think it's happier than the first one. The first one, Por Siempre, I love Por Siempre, it's my first album. But Por Siempre is most like nostalgic, sad tracks. This new album is happier. It's for having fun, dancing, you know, forget problems.
This is the next chapter.
Yeah, it's like a next chapter, but different.
Yeah.
In other world, you know?
I'm 24, I'm from Texas, and I really like to grind, and I really like to work, so I'm just getting started, and, you know, y'all gonna see.
So that was Megan Thee Stallion at Billboard's 2019 Women in Music event accepting the Powerhouse Award, and she's proving to be worthy of the title, dropping her project, Suga, this week, despite, of course, plenty of drama surrounding her legal battle with the record label 1501 Certified Entertainment. So we're going to get into all that in just a minute.
Man, you knew I was a player, so you made me need to relax. You know that you gonna hate me if I get the plan, get back.
Of course, we've already heard BITCH from the set, but we've got 8 new tracks. Fernando, yes. To enjoy as of today, including a collab with Gunna called Stop Playing, and then this one, Hit My Phone, featuring Kehlani.
So hit my phone, whoa, to the 42, you know I'm bad.
And this week, Billboard's Bianca Gracie and Karl Lamar sat down with Jadakiss to talk about his new album for their show On the Block. We're going to cover Jadakiss a bit later in the show, but let's play a little of their discussion right now, because Jadakiss weighed in with his take on Megan's issues with her label.
That's why I encourage young artists, aspiring artists, rappers, producers, whatever you're aspiring to be, learn the business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because although I'm for Meg, because she's the artist, and the same thing is with the May situation, you know, I'm always for the artist, because I am an artist. Mm-hmm. But on the same Tokyo Drift, you signed that contract. I'm sure he didn't put his home run bat to her head and make her sign. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, I'm for me. I'm 100%. Yeah. But now that things change, they should be able to work it out. You know what I mean? You get what you negotiate. You don't get what you ask for, and that's how this business goes.
Now, yesterday, I spoke to Billboard's Bianca Gracie to break down everything going on with Megan, and here's that conversation.
So, Bianca, go ahead and set the stage for us here. What happened between Megan and her label to get us to this point?
Well, it all started on Sunday, March 1st, when Megan Thee Stallion posted on Instagram Live talking to her fans about her label constraints, and she alleged that her label, 1501, has been kind of restricting her from releasing her new music, and she wants to renegotiate her contract because there were some things that she wasn't happy about in the contract, mainly the amount of money that she was making. So she wanted to have a discussion with the CEO of the record label, Carl Crawford, but she hasn't received any response. So she was kind of using social media as a platform to kind of get his attention. And she filed a lawsuit on Monday where the court issued a temporary restraining order, and that received a lot of positive support. But on the label's end, Carl Crawford, the CEO, he actually spoke to Billboard. He spoke to the hip-hop editor, Karl Lamar, where he alleged that Megan Thee Stallion was lying about the contract and that she owns her masters and the contract that they had. It was a 60-40 deal, and in his eyes, he thought for a new artist that was kind of the ideal situation coming fresh into the industry. But Megan actually countersued that, and she revealed on March 5th that she actually won the lawsuit. 1501, the label, they were denied the request to kind of dissolve the court order. So now she's able to release her music, and she's, you know, of course, coming out with the project Suga, which all the fans have been waiting for so long.
So this is sort of a celebration release right now for Megan, because it appears that she's come out of this victorious.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. A lot of her fans, you know, they've been with her even before she got signed, when she became a viral rap star, and they've been waiting for this project for months and months and months. Of course, Fever was released last May. It debuted at number 10 on the Billboard 200. You know, it had 2 top 40 singles, Hot Girl Summer and Cash-ish with DaBaby.
He say you all about money. Yeah, I'm on that cash.
people were waiting for her to follow up that project, and it was a bit of radio silence, and that silence has kind of come to light because of these contract issues. So it's definitely all eyes on her in a more victorious and very exciting way, because the fans, they've been wanting the music for so many months.
All right, we are listening to Anyone, which Demi Lovato debuted in an emotional live Grammys performance in January.
Yeah, and now Demi's comeback continues. Today, she delivered her first lead single to a full-length studio set since 2017's Tell Me You Love Me. The track is called I Love Me.
I love that.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see Demi on the way back and loving herself.
Totally.
Let's take a listen to it right now. And now let's check out a little of Demi's interview with Apple Music's New Music Daily, where she talks about the new track.
This track is all about loving yourself. You know, it's called I Love Me. That's not hard to figure that one out. But but it is. It's an anthem, and it discusses, you know, in the beginning of the song, it talks about, and the second verse as well, but it talks about how hard we are on ourselves and the negative self-talk, you know, how easily we can listen to that. But when is loving yourself going to be enough?
So that is, of course, the guys of NCT 127 singing about the legendary Bruce Lee on Kick It, their first single of 2020. I love that. Oh my gosh, so good. It's from their new album that just dropped today, NCT number 127, Neo Zone. Now, the new set also features the previously released track, Dreams Come True, and it follows last year's We're Superhuman, which peaked at number 11 on the Billboard 200. So let's go ahead and listen to another cut from the new LP. Here's Mad Dog.
I said drop it, let it go. Pop it, let it show. We blow with the bass, shop itself on Mad Dog.
All right, NeoZone arrives just a few days before the group is set to perform at the Houston Rodeo on March 10th, and they're currently scheduled to kick off a North American tour in June. Now, I actually spoke to the guys once, Fernando, when they visited Billboard offices in LA, and it was their first, it was like literally one of their first interviews they ever had. And I didn't realize that until I actually saw them like a year or two later. And they were like, you know, you were our first interview. We'll always remember you, which is pretty cool.
Wow, that's really special, Chelsea.
Yeah, this is them talking about, you know, the overwhelming support they've received from international fans.
It's just really exciting because you know how we're very far away. We are usually in Korea, but then we come to LA and people are actually waiting for us, like really happy to see us. So that just makes us more excited to come. Like, we want to come more often.
Yeah, of course.
We just really thank the international fans because, like what Johnny said, we usually don't come and see them often, but they do look at us online and see the videos that we upload. And we're just really thankful for that. So thanks to the international fans.
Yeah.
Next up, hold everything because the Dixie Chicks are back. You heard me right.
Oh. My gosh, finally. I'm so pumped, Fernando, and I can tell you are too.
You know, I did not know this was coming, and then suddenly I see the video, and I'm just floored. They have roared back into the spotlight on Wednesday.
Yeah.
They unleashed the new music video for their comeback song and first official single in more than 13 years.
Wow.
It's called Gaslighter. Without any further ado, take a listen.
You're such a gaslighter.
Now, Gaslighter was crafted by super producer Jack Antonoff.
Oh, I love that they're working together. That's great.
I know. He's awesome.
He is.
And it serves as the title track for the band's upcoming 8th album. Their first studio set since 2006 is Taking the Long Way. Natalie Maines, Emily Strayer, and Marty McGuire, a.k.a. the Dixie Chicks, opened up about working with the producer in a new interview with Zane Lowe for Apple Music.
Because the first song we wrote with Jack Antonoff, at the time we thought we were going to write with a bunch of different people and get different producers and we wrote it with him, and we're like, he needs to produce it, and this needs to be the sound of this album, because it was just, he blew us away, and
yeah.
It was such a fun song to start with.
The sound that was shaping up, but like Emily said, it started with that Gaslighter sound, and then it was easier to kind of complete the whole sound once you kind of have that lead song, you know? She knows what she
wants, yeah. Jhené Aiko cemented her place as one of R&B's rising stars when her 2014 debut full-length Sold Out hit number one on the top R&B hip-hop albums chart and number three on the Billboard 200. Then she landed in the top five of the Billboard 200 with a surprise drop, The Trip, in 2017. And that was without a publicity push.
Yeah, crazy.
Now she's hit us with Chilombo, featuring the likes of Future and Miguel, who we just heard on the song Happiness Over Everything.
Definitely. And the new album is Janae's first deep dive into the idea of sound healing. I'm so into this stuff, Fernando. I don't know if you are.
Oh, totally.
But she incorporates crystal alchemy sound bowls, which produce a vibrational... Wait, you have one. Oh my God. I'm so excited. So it's cool. She incorporates crystal alchemy sound bowls that you just attempted to play, which produce a vibrational hum on each track. So the goal is to open different chakras within the human body.
Don't be surprised, baby, it's just me. Don't be surprised, boy, when I buzz it wide.
Head to billboard.com for more from Jhené on the intriguing story behind the album and how the sound bowls work. But right now, let's go ahead and listen to her discussing the overall feel of this project and how it actually relates to where she was when she recorded it. Get this. She was surrounded by active volcanoes in Hawaii.
I am like the volcano. And then I feel like the album sort of feels like that. Like it's an eruption, you know, it starts with triggers. Trying to let the time kill all of our memories. And then there's this lava flow, which is all these songs where I'm free flowing and jam sessions and, you know, everything is flowing. And then it settles and becomes like this beautiful land where there's new life. And then the cycle repeats itself. It can erupt again. At any moment, you never know.
Next stop, New York City. World was falling at her feet. She thought she was making music, but she was only filling seats.
We are listening to Mandy Moore's 15, a song named for how old she was when she released her Billboard Hot 100 charting debut single, Candy.
Oh my God, I remember it so well.
I know.
And 20 years later, the pop star turned movie star is now the face of the popular TV drama This Is Us, one of my favorites. I cry every episode.
How do you not cry at that show? And I'm behind, so I'm behind a few tears.
She also just dropped Silver Landings, her first album since 2009. Now, we just heard one of the new tracks, 15, but the first song she and her collaborators wrote for this set is actually called Forgiveness.
I wanted to be good enough for you.
The music is very personal, extremely confessional, and she explained why in a Billboard interview with Natalie Weiner. Check out the full piece on billboard.com, but here's some of that chat right now.
I'm not a developed enough songwriter to sort of know how to write about other things and other people and other perspectives. I still feel like I'm in my songwriting infancy. This is my, third record that I've had a hand in writing. I feel like I've had a huge trove and wealth of life lived under my belt. So yes, it's a very personal record. I just wouldn't know how else to be. And it's the reason that I wanted to make music is I'm a songwriter and I have a story to tell. And, you know, it's incredible to have that sense of ownership and control that I don't necessarily have, like, again, on the other side of my creative life, like being an actor, you can bring as much of your life to a character as possible and that point of reference and sort of trying to find the parallels. But like nothing ultimately will feel that personal or that intimate because you're not yourself. I really crave that on the other side of my life. I really crave that like deeply personal sense of creativity that I don't get to kind of exhibit and draw upon for an actor.
All right, here's what else you need to know about this week.
She's from Receda. I said I'm from wherever you're going tonight.
After half a decade rising from SoundCloud phenom to radio staple, Lauv has released his debut studio album, and he actually pulled out all the stops.
Yes.
Now, we just heard El Tejano, a collab with Sofia Reyes, but there are 20 more tracks in the LP,
20.
How I'm Feeling.
It's been very busy. In that generous helping of music, we've been gifted with a ton of great collaborations. A couple weeks ago on First Stream Live, Anne-Marie told us all about teaming up with Lauv on I'm Lonely.
Ooh.
He also collaborated with Alessia Cara on Canada, Lainey for Mean It, and Troye Sivan for I'm So Tired.
I'm so tired of love songs, tired of love songs, tired of love songs.
And as ARMY fans well know, BTS paid back Lauv's appearance on the group's Make It Right by showing up on this track, Who?
Who are you? Something has changed. You're not the same.
And I think I want you to share my last name. Kisses to the sky, what's up?
That's Kisses to the Sky, featuring Rick Ross and Imani from Jadakiss's fifth studio album, Ignatius, which dropped today. The LP is dedicated to producer Jay Icepick Jackson, who died in 2017. Jadakiss also delayed the set's release by a week to honor the late Pop Smoke, but also to pay respect to the Kobe and Gigi Bryant memorial. In addition, he recently removed his Hunting Season collaboration with Pusha T from streaming services out of respect for Pop Smoke and his loved ones.
So besides Rick Ross, Imani, and Pusha T, other guests on Ignatius include Ty Dolla Sign, 2 Chainz, and John Legend, who appears on I Know.
Nobody ever promised me no pain. Nobody ever said there's always sunshine. Sometimes it's gonna rain.
I know.
It's gonna rain.
Chelsea, our First Stream Live producer Jason,
yes,
is so pumped right now.
I know.
Because it's time to talk about Haim. The ladies have been dropping single after single, including Summer Girl.
Yes.
So we knew we'd be getting intel on their third studio album any day right now. In fact, we got it right through Jason. Last Saturday, the sisters posted a photo with shirts reading WIMP3.
Uh-huh.
They asked fans to guess the album title.
And some of our favorite takes on what WIMP might stand for. Okay. Wig in my purse. Sure. Where is Michelle Pfeiffer? Love it. Welp, I'm making pizza, and we know they love pizza.
Mm-hmm.
The real album title is, drumroll please, Women in Music Part 3.
Duh.
And it arrives April 24th. Yes. Okay. So besides Summer Girl, we've also heard Hallelujah and Now I'm In It. This week, along with the album announcement, we got a brand spanking new track called The Steps. And if you want to learn the steps, or at least how to play the drum part, head to Haim's Twitter, where Danielle gives fans a tutorial. How lovely.
Welcome to Danielle's Drum Dungeon.
So after you climb out of the dungeon, you can also check out a video for the new song, directed by who else? Family pal and filmmaker Paul Thomas Anderson. Danielle actually assisted in directing duties this time as well. That's pretty cool. But before you watch the clip, let's listen to the song itself. Here's Haim with The Steps.
Every time I think that I've been taking the steps, you end up mad at me for making a mess. I can't understand what you don't understand me.
And finally.
What's up, everybody? Bozzy here.
That's right. Bozzy is here with Young and Alive, the first single and music video from his upcoming project and his first new music since the August 2019 mixtape Soul Searching.
But before that, Fernando, he actually made waves with his platinum 2018 full-length major label album debut, Cosmic. Mm. And of course, the Billboard Hot 100 hits like Mine and Beautiful featuring Camila Cabello. We remember those. They were very short and to the point, and I loved it.
He is a master at getting his message out in a short amount of time.
Yes.
It's like little pieces of candy. That's what Bozzy puts out.
I like
music.
That.
It's delicious. And as for the new track, Bozzy describes it as, quote, going back to that pure kid-like state we all chase.
Aww.
And that's where the magic was. Young and alive is me trying to capture that feeling and give it to people so we can share it and find warmth in it. Here it is, Bozzy with Young and Alive.
Take a trip outside.
That is our show for the week. I mean, talk about big star power. Big, big, big.
And it doesn't slow down. Next week will be just as big. Get ready, especially you, Chelsea,
oh, yeah.
Because we'll be all over Niall Horan's sophomore album, Heartbreak Weather, plus a whole lot more.
Don't forget to join us every Friday on Billboard.com for your insider's guide to all the best new music. We got you.
Yes, we do. I'm Fernando Ventura.
And I'm Chelsea Briggs. We'll see you next week on First Stream Live.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.